My eyes widened when I realized who was this girl standing in front of me. She was Olivia Winchester. She was the daughter of the wealthiest people in the country club, Francine and Samuel Winchester. Olivia was popular and downright gorgeous, but humble all at the same time. Olivia was the girl everyone wanted to be. Everyone wanted to be her friend. She was also a notorious heartbreaker who went through relationships like used tissues. And what made her more alluring was that she was bisexual. Here in Cranbrook, being gay or lesbian was like the ultimate social suicide. Not because of religion, nope, but because of reputation. Being a homosexual was like a blemish on your face. Being gay was an imperfection. For these parents, being gay didn't lead to a beautiful family with a man and a woman with equally beautiful children. But what did they know? They also thought spending hours sipping tea and talking about the latest gossip was a useful way to spend their time. But Olivia broke all the rules. When she came out to her parents, it spread like wildfire. The peculiar thing was that no one dared shun her like she was some leper. But when the eldest son of the Merricks, James, came out of his closet, they sent him off to his grandmother's. He hasn't been seen since then. Everyone chased after Olivia because she was so bold to be who she was. She was considered perfect, so no one would deny her that. Olivia was the perfect student, daughter, and friend all rolled into one. And here she was, standing in front of me while I worked at the kissing booth. Actually, I'm surprised I didn't faint. What are you doing here? I stuttered out rather unattractively. Her smile grew before she looked down at her feet shyly. It was sort of a dare, I guess you could call it. My friends and I heard that there was some new beautiful blonde working at the kissing booth. We wanted to check it out, she said, looking through her long eyelashes. I blushed furiously. The way she called me beautiful was different. So are you? Am I what? I asked before wringing my hands nervously. Are you new around here? No, I said, shifting from my left to my right foot. I quickly looked at Neil. His face showed that he was still tense about the whole situation. I'm the Montgomery's daughter. She gasped before giving me a slow once-over. Josephine? She said, but it came out like a whisper. I hated my name, but coming from her, it sounded almost beautiful. I nodded, blush coating my face again, knowing she was deliberately checking me out. My friends call me Joey. Well, my one friend. Joey, she said, as if tasting it on her tongue. Then Olivia stepped close to me. I didn't dare breathe. So, do I get my kiss now? My eyes widened. I didn't know she would actually want a kiss from me. I thought she was here to check out the competition or whatever. My heart pounded so hard in my chest, I was positive she could hear it. Well, one of my friends already gave my $5 to your thug over there. She pointed at Neil, who, instead of looking tensed, bashfully looked to the ground knowing Olivia's attention was on him. I should at least get what I paid for, even if I do think $5 is a little much for just one kiss. I looked over at Neil to see what he thought. He just shrugged, not knowing what I should do either. Well, she did pay. Okay, I whispered. I kissed so many people today, I didn't think I would want another kiss in my life.